consumed by the weapons forming, consumed by the infertile, dry place, consumed by it's been so long, consumed by the lameness, consumed by the bondage, consumed by the yokes of the enemy, because it's been so long. Whether you be an infertile person, because we all have levels in life where we could produce better, be better. Whether you have received the promise of Isaac or even have an Ishmael, whether you are there or not, there is a laugh that happens when God confirms you're going to get your promise. It's over. Your suffering is almost over. This time next year, you're going to get up out of this lame spot right now. And this time next year, we're going to see the production of your fruit. If you believe it, stand up. This time next year, I'm going to produce the fruit God promised me. This time next year, I'm going to have what thus saith the Lord. This time next year, I will not be...
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
this place. I think I want to break them. If you don't want to give him the break.
Everybody clap your hands for his brother to be praised. Lift them hands up. Come live
Lord Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus that's keeping me alive. I give all honor to God, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, to the Holy Spirit that keeps us strengthened and preserves us according to His will, not by our permission, but by His will. It's God's will that counts. We are right, and God allowed us to have government over us. But the priority of all things that exist in this universe should be governed by God. All of the people that say they are Christians, they should rejoice when God's word is the top priority. It makes no difference what we feel about people. It makes no difference what we say about people. But the priority of all things is that God is first. We have problems in this universe, in the whole universe. We got fighting and war and every day, and the Bible teach against that, especially for His people. The people that don't know Jesus, you expect that out of them. But those that know Jesus, I expect them to be in meekness and kindness and patience and experience, all these things. That's what the Bible tells us. But we sometimes make excuses so we can fuss and fight. That's bad. That's bad. And you say that everybody going to have these problems. No, it's not. You're looking at one, don't have them now. I don't play that foolishness. If you want to argue, go somewhere else and argue. I don't have time for all that foolishness. I got a life in Christ that got to be an example to people that I teach and preach to. So it don't make sense for me to be up here arguing among, I'm going to say, ignorant people. Because you are ignorant when you're arguing in God's house. I'm just letting it go like it should be. So in me, if you see me devastated, it's going to have to be something very bad that didn't happen to me. And you will know without a shadow of a doubt, I have got out the will of God. And I'm not in the will of God. So today, all of us that's confessing Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we ought to be, like the Bible says, hungering and thirsting after righteousness. That's our job. My job is not to please our president. No. My job is to please God first, and then if I really got Christ in my life, there's no problem with the president. But if I don't have Christ in my life, I'm going to have a problem with him. These people that are doing all these things, and this is you setting your heart, shutting your hearts up from the truth. We had a killing this week in Colorado. That's nonsense. It's nonsense whether you save or lost. When I was lost, I wasn't killing nobody. Wasn't taking nothing from nobody. There's no excuse to be offered. We got to be sound-minded. If you deny what you are, then God can't change you. But if you deny who you are and what you are, then God will make that transition. And He'll heal you from all your wounds, all your disparities. He'll heal you. But what we do? Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father. Now this to the church, which art in heaven, is also perfect. Now I don't know how you're going to argue against that. You bring me in as a lawyer, a spiritual lawyer in the court of law, I eat that boy up with the word. So you can't, if a Christian got to stay in the word, got to be bound in the word. Don't let nobody take you off in deep seas because they can handle you. But if you stay in the word, you can't be handled. Because that's what, it's not you, it's Christ speaking through you. We got to see that, church. We got a scripture this morning. It's touching now. Don't get upset today because it might hit you or something. Don't get upset. That's why I'm changing my premier saying. That's why I said what I say, because I don't want you to get upset. Because if you get upset, you let me know that you got a devil in you too. I just want to let you know, so when I start talking and you get condemned, just say, Lord, have mercy. That's all you got to say. Lord, have mercy, because I ain't covered by the blood, and I need your help right now. From Ecclesiastes, the very first chapter, Ecclesiastes, verse 1 through 11. I'm going to read it briefly as I possibly can. My God, the word of the preacher son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanity, said the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit have a man of all his labor, which he has taken under the sun? Oh, one generation passed away, and another generation coming, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also rises, and the sun goes down, and hastens to the place where he arose. The wind goes towards the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet a sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the river cometh, thither they returns again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eyes is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ears filled with hearing. The things that have been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done in that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. It had been already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former thing, neither shall there be any remembrance of the things that are to come with those that shall come after. Now, you can't change God's system. But you can't change man. Did you hear what I said? You can't change God's system, but you can change man. That which God has fixed up, organized, filled up, strengthened, you can't change it. There are some people in this life that will not step out and witness God before certain people. Y'all hear what I'm saying? There are some jobs that don't allow you to talk about God. What you got to learn how to do is use wisdom. There's this man that wrote this book is full of wisdom. You got to learn how to use wisdom. You ain't got to pray out loud. Pray in secret. The Bible says God will reward you openly. There's nobody in here today. Now you hear me. And I want you to judge me first. If you can't say what you said yesterday, don't say it. If you can't stand up and proclaim Christ like you do in this sanctuary, see, it's easier for me to get up and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, here. But how hard is it on the outside when Jesus say, I got to be an example of what I teach and what I preach? How hard is it outside for me to stand before people and say, no. That's not right. I'm talking about some high ups. See, the king at Jerusalem, the wisest man on earth, made mistakes. It's right here in the scripture. He made mistakes. In his mistakes, he acknowledged his mistakes. When he acknowledged his mistake, he called on God. He didn't tell God to make me be. He didn't tell God to, hurt my enemies. Those that misuse and abuse me, do something to them. He didn't do that. None of that. The Bible said the word of the preacher, that's the earthly man. That's an earthly man. God made him a preacher. I didn't make him now. You didn't make him now. We didn't make him no preacher. God made you a preacher. And because God made you a preacher, man ain't got no business fooling with you. He says, better that you wasn't born or that you had a millstone tied around your neck than cast to a sea. The fool with his preacher. We got to come in order, y'all. We got to be in order. You can't change God's system, but you can change man's system. The way we do things on the earth, you can change it. If you say you can't change it, you're telling God he lied. He told us to stand out there and be boldly before mankind and tell him the right ways to do things. We have pickers and choosers. Y'all don't want to hear that. I know it. I got to tell you the truth, though. We got our pickers and choosers in the church. We got people we want to work with in the church, don't want to work with others in the church. We got people we hate to see do anything in the church, and we're supposed to be Holy Ghost filled. I'm bothered by that. You got people in high positions
that don't know God and saying they know him. You got people in leadership roles. Want it their way. They ain't worried about God's way. They want it their way. And this is what they say all the time. They don't say it in front of you, but they say, devil, take God. That's what they really saying. I got much sense as God. And the Bible says, in the beginning, but the word with God, the word what? Was God. But we so smart. And say we want to tell God what to do. See, Solomon was a preacher, the wisest man on earth. He was a preacher. He was David's son. He was king at Jerusalem. And he found out something. He found something out. What he found out, everything, vanity, everything that you possess on this earth is going back to the earth. He's just letting us use it for a little while. All things we have, sometimes a great singer, a great preacher, a great prayer, a war, Christian warrior, sometimes we get pepped up in our beings that we somebody special. But guess what? That's just going to last for a little while. After a while, you're going to fall flat on your face. And then you might tell God, why me, Lord? I've done this and I've done that, but were you faithful in the things that God told you to do? Could you do as Solomon did here, this preacher? Could you stand before the people? Can you go before God and say, Lord, my father was a great man. He obeyed you. He did this. He made a few mistakes, but he obeyed you and you loved him. You spoke well of him. I'm not smart as him. How many people do that in church? They tell you you don't know nothing. I'm talking in the church. I see in the secular world people saying stuff like that. But in the church, y'all hear me? People telling you what you don't know instead of putting your arm around them and nurse them to where you are. That you can reap the same benefit and they can reap the same benefit that anybody else reap. We don't want that. We want to be up over somebody showing authority. I'm this and I'm that. I'm the pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. All my children, what that's going to get me? Where will that get me? Who am I? Now the Bible say I was a servant of Jesus. And that's what the books say who I was. I'm a servant. What? How do you define servant? That's a slave. A slave to what? Man, no. A slave to God. An obedient person, a fearful person before God. That's willing to do whatever God say regardless. How do you feel that people in the Old Testament age felt when they had to stand up before the king? And the king said, shut up and don't say nothing. How do you think those people say, whatever you're going to do me, sir, you got to do it, because I will not fold. I got to say what thus said the Lord. They was killed. They family was killed. How do you think they feel? I got in a position once where the people told me to shut my mouth up because I'm making mess. And I'm going to mess the whole city up. That's what they told me. I'm going to mess the whole city up. I need to shut up. Even though it's true, you need to shut up. And what did I say? You're not talking to me. That's somebody else you talking to. If you was my boss, I obey you. You ain't my boss, I don't obey you. God ain't going to speak to you. Listen good. Don't none of you preachers get offended. God ain't going to speak to one person in this church about the instruction of the church. He'll speak to everybody in the church about your personal affairs. But about the whole of the church, one person. That's your pastor. You want to go and put me in the dirt? Saul was the king of Israel, and they wanted to kill him after he got bad and low down. But David could have killed him many times. David said, don't touch him, no. That's God's anointing. Don't you touch him. Lay hand on none. Don't ever put no hands on him. Shut up, obey, and I'm going to deliver you. But what we do most time, we get in self. Solomon said, vanity of vanity, everything we can possess, everything we work for. You know how we get on, I work for this. I labor hard for this. But guess the bar, why? How many millionaires you know today took all their wealth with them? Come on. See, I'm a common sense preacher and a divine intervention for the people. How many took some money home with them? You can lay treasures up on this earth. Rust and moth gonna eat them up. Why I'm trying to accumulate the whole world and forgetting how to treat my sister right there. I got everything going my way. I can speak a word and the whole state will stop still. But how I'm treating my sister, God say, oh, he's doing good things down there, but it ain't in me. It's of the devil. So that boy going to hell. He up there hypocriting. Now, I got to be a hypocrite according to the word of God. I'm preaching one thing and living another. That's got to be a hypocrite. And if I can't stand before people and confess Christ, and that's what the Bible says, before you can get saved. How in the world am I going to teach people? How can I tell them what to do? What they do, I grew up in a community where they say, you can't tell me nothing, look what you're doing. So that taught me a lot of sense. So what you got to first do, ain't but a faithful few people in all churches on earth. Faithful few people. Some of them in the limelight. They like to be seen and heard of man. But God don't even know them. If he knew you, have a good work. You have faith to stand up. It's easy to get up here and say how much you love God and all that. But when you come to a crossroad in life, you won't stand. You're high. Get behind a bush. And Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work, glorify the Father which art in heaven. Now, that's what the word says. I ain't getting in that trouble. He preaching politics. Well, that's what Solomon was doing, preaching politics. Y'all, if you don't study your Bible, do you? Solomon was preaching politics. He was a king and a preacher and a deliverer and the wisest man on earth. He went on to tell us, and let me say this, because they got that foolishness now. I look at TV all the time, Channel 60, MSNBC, and all the Republican Party is doing now is trying to say that people are against richness. If we're against richness, that means we're a sinner. Because Jesus said we got the whole world. The earth is the Lord and the foot is there, and world and they that dwell therein. Everything in this life ought to be for the Christian. You ain't supposed to have no poor Christians. Where y'all get that from? We're supposed to be waiting here. On the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came to the earth, everybody had equal, the same. Because they were saved. And they loved one another. They didn't have resentment against one another. They was all the same. Didn't have no division about, I ain't going to let you preach. I'm going to let him preach though. That's crazy. That's plumb crazy. But we don't like that because what? We just want to be emotionally stirred. So I can run around in the church. You don't want the truth to set you free, to deliver you from all this stuff that's going on in this life. Say, what profit of man? What profit had a man of all his labor which he had done under the sun? All you perform, all you do, how well you sing in the choir, how well you pray on the deacon bowl, how well you preach at the pulpit, where's it going to get you? If you ain't in the word of God. If you're not walking like God said walk, where's it going to get you? I want you to understand that. I don't need no notoriety. I'm very popular. Very, very popular. I don't need nobody to call my name at no time. I know who I am. They taught me at school who I was, and my parents taught me before I ever went to school who I was. I don't need you to tell me who I am. If I don't know who I am, y'all need to get another preacher and put right here where I am. Because I'm not qualified to teach you nothing. Let the word of God speak to your heart. Say, one generation passes away and another generation coming, but the earth said, do what? It go away. It said, by it forever. The word of God don't never change. From day one on this earth, the word been the same. God sent prophets after prophets after prophet. He sent righteous people before you to tell you to straighten up. You ain't got nothing new. Ain't nothing new. I ain't never put nothing else new on the world since I made it. Take them back to the word where we started in the beginning and teach them that word. Tell them how corrupt Egypt was. Tell them how Egypt won honor and respect, but God wants a heart that he can give us eternal life. And that's what the book say. We don't want the book. Jim Jones. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Jim Jones didn't want his people to say nothing. He told them, say, lay the Bible down, baby. God don't talk to me. See, if he'd have told me that, they'd have had me in jail. I'm telling the truth. I don't play that foolishness. Never did. You gonna be for me or against me? You gonna be on my part or on somebody else's part? See, if you, the way you act, see, if I tell you who you are, I can do it. God has blessed me to do it. I can tell you who you are. Everybody in here, just let me watch you a little while. I can tell you who you are. God blessed me with that. If you act with hell in you, you the devil daddy. You the son of the devil. If you act with love in you and patient experience and things, you are the Lord. I want you to just follow the word. Because I know a little bit don't make me no better than you. It make me care more for you. It make me reach out further to bring you where we need to be. I didn't say you, I say we. God wants to anoint all of us to do his work. He wants us to exercise the gift that he's given us. Not for me to show out. He wants me to be an example to what people need to do. When I tell people something to do, it ought to be already done. You shouldn't have no problem if I tell you to get up and run to the door and hit it 3 times. You ought to just run. Don't even look in my face. Run and hit the door like I say. You should have that respect for me. If I'm in the Word. If I'm in the Word, then you should respect me that much. I'm not one of them guys to tell you to bring it to tithes to me. Nobody never knows me to be like that. Never will. Not in this universe. Because I know the ways of God. Have people come, and I don't kick that. But I'll be up preaching, and it'll be all right with me. I ain't going to get mad. Up preaching, y'all take y'all wallet out and bring it up here and throw it in the pulpit. For me, that's all right, but I ain't going to ask for it. Huh? You'll be okay. I ain't going to get mad. But the Lord didn't tell me to do it. I ain't going to do it. You tell me to do it, I'll do it. And then if y'all don't bring it, I ain't going to get mad with you. And I ain't going to fuss with you. The only time I'm going to fuss when you're acting crazy. And then I'll fuss a little bit. The Word tells us here, see, God used natural things to try to get us some understanding. Now, this is the wisest man on earth, and he using natural things. Look what he said, baby. Look what he said. Now, listen to that. Descent. The sun rises, and the sun goes down. Now, that's the Bible. And we see it with our eye. You ain't got to have faith to see that. Just look up. You'll see it with the natural eye. He say, and hasted back to his place where it arose from. Every day it do the same thing. Brothers, it do the same thing every day. So it should never fool us when it go up and come down. That's the automatic. That's the way Christ light up in us when Jesus is getting our life. Now watch this. When he getting our life, we ought to act the same way, my brother, every day. We should never change. When I get up in the morning, good morning, how you doing? I come, hey, good morning, how you doing this afternoon? That's what God wants from us. Do we do it? No. We have excuses why I didn't speak. I got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. What that got to do with you speaking, huh? Come on, y'all. This the Lord's way of doing things. We ain't talking about the natural world. All of us got some selfishness in a little selfishness. You need to pray. That's why I pray every day, Lord, don't let me have no selfishness in me. I want to go the Bible way all the time so I don't be condemned by the Word. But we got a little selfishness in it. I might think a lot of her. Ain't got no business doing that. See her as I see her. They're my sisters. I love both of them. Break my neck for both of them. That's what we all got to be in life. He said this. Not only did it come back to his place, other words, Solomon trying to tell us something. See, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything happened yesterday, going to happen today. Everything happened last week, going to happen again. You ain't supposed to be surprised at nothing. You know, you read the Bible and know how God put everything, had people to write about the circumstance and everything. We even got people in the church can go in Revelation and tell you who all it is, who going to come back and all that. I can't do it, but there are people can do it. He went on to say, the wind goes towards the south and turn about to the north. Now, listen to this. I want y'all to be patient. See, God let this man be earthly so you can understand him. All this stuff about I'm letting the Spirit lead me. Please hear me today. The Spirit is the Word of God through the man of God. You hear me? The Word of God through the man of God is the Spirit of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. And the Word was God. It got to be the Spirit of God if God working through you. And the Word got to come through. If you don't bring it in the Word, you ain't of God. See, we put a lot of stuff on us and on the devil. I know the devil, that's why he's going to try to burn us up and send us to hell. Know why? Because we lie on the devil so much as ashamed. Satan ain't got no compassion at all in his heart. He low down. But you know what? We make him cry sometimes. I believe in my heart. We have Satan crying, all that lying on him we do. The devil made me do it. All that old wild stuff. We should be ashamed of ourselves. You'll get mad and want to kill me if I start lying on you. You know it ain't true. I know it ain't true. You'll get mad and want to kill me for lying on you. How you think the devil feel? It said the wind turn around. It whirls around. It continues to do the same thing. Other words, this is what the scripture is saying. It do the same thing over and over continuously. And it returns back to its circus, to the place where it come from. That's what we got to do. We was first with God. We was perfect individual, perfect human being, perfect in the physical body and in the spiritual body. We was perfect. And we messed up. But then God sent Jesus Christ. Listen good. He sent Jesus Christ through 42 generations. He didn't do it with no popping no finger. He gave us chance after chance after chance. How many people in here, don't raise your hand, or some of your colleagues will see you. How many people in here today done messed up over four times in their life? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Every day we should pray a prayer of repentance. Every day we ought to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for waking me up. Thank you, dear God. Forgive me, Lord, when it hit your mind that you said something or done something wrong. Please forgive me because I don't know what my next moment will be. And when he yet shall appear, I want to be like him. I want to go back with him. This is what God wants us to see. He wants us to understand that. Now, this is a mystery here. So all rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from which it's, huh? Listen, whence the river coming, then it's going back again. Good God Almighty. That's amazing, ain't it? All that water in them rivers, it emptied out the river, go into the sea, and can't feel the sea up. Wherever, I don't care how much high water, it run back where it's supposed to be. God wants us to return. Return unto me. Huh? Isn't that make sense? Do that make sense? Return back to me. Come back where you need to be. Lonnie, you slipped, so what? You got much right as anybody else to ask me to bring them back. You got much right as anybody else to ask you to bring you back. You made a mistake, so what? Go back to Jesus. He's the only one who can straighten it out. You got these religious people in the street. You got all these religious people in the church. Now listen to me good. I don't preach for love. I don't care if you love me or not. Don't bother me. All these religious people in the church, time somebody be overtaken in a fault. And I know what the scriptures say. If a brother or sister overtakes you in a fault, you with the spirit, you with the righteous, bring, put your arm around them and bring them back. Nurse them till they get back to where they need to be. The church don't believe in that. This is what the church believe in. Oh, he ain't no good. I know he was a rascal. I know she wasn't no good. You just don't know it, child. Put him out of the church. I know what I'm saying. I ain't going to preach it. If I don't know it, I ain't preaching it. And that kind of what I'm doing upset folks. But it upset me. That would help to straighten me out because the word condemned me. And I couldn't even sleep. I'd be jumping in my sleep at night. My sin covered me, had me jumping in my sleep. Snakes coming at me, all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you the truth. I don't need the front. I'm too old for that foolishness. The word said, we ain't go back to the circuit. The rivers gave what they and do what they supposed to do. The ocean, the sea, never run over. Rob, that's a mystery to me. It can rain for a year. Ain't going to run the river, the sea over. Isn't that a mystery? We don't see his hand. Listen at me good, church. We don't see God's hand holding the water back. We don't see it with the natural eye. But when you get into the divinity of God, you're able to see it. It's a blessing. You can see it. God let us see things that you don't see in the natural. That's why God only speaks to us when we go to sleep and rest, or when we all by ourselves. Out of all the peoples on the earth, listen good, New Testament now, all the peoples on earth, God seen one man. Now watch this, you ain't gonna like this, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. He had one man that stayed with Jesus through all the trials and the tribulation. Had one man. Now I don't care where Jesus went, what he endured, he was right there with him. Right by his side. They lied on him. They talked about him. They say he wasn't no good. But he's right there with Jesus every day. The Apostle John. John was right there with him. And they persecuted him. They tried to kill him. They tried to boil him in some hot oil. All these things to make him shut up and stop following Jesus. And guess what they did at last? They took him on the Isle of Patmos. Thought they was going to kill him. Brothers and sisters, when they do all to tear you down and kill you, to isolate you from anything, and you anchored in Jesus Christ, listen good. Don't worry about it. God going to fix it. John was out there, the reptiles wanted to eat him up, but they couldn't bite. Snakes wanted to get him, but couldn't bite. Gorillas wanted to get him, they couldn't bite. Think about it. But then, in all a place he'd never been before, creatures everywhere, all kind of creatures. John, sit down. In comfort. He remembered the scripture, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus said he's going to keep us in perfect peace. John, sit down. Went to sleep. When he went to sleep, God said, Ben, he was so faithful to me, I'm going to show him something ain't nobody in the world ever seen. He showed John the beginning to the end. Isn't that amazing? He showed him death, and he showed him life. He showed John that because John was obedient. And John wasn't afraid to stand up anywhere. How many people here in Alexander can go in the city court or the federal court and get up and stand up in there, and the man will tell you in a minute to sit down? Am I right? Unless y'all ain't never been to court. They put me out of court. I didn't say a word. But people was talking to me because they know this, that I ain't going to bite my tongue. Care who you are, I ain't biting my tongue. I needed to eat. What am I biting it for? Yeah, it hurt. They don't feel the pain when I'm biting my tongue. I feel the pain. And they put me out to court because somebody talked to me. I said, I ain't say the word in here. Yeah. Well, we know you didn't say nothing, but you was obstructing the court. I said, no, I wasn't. They was obstructing, not me. Not me, I wasn't obstructing nothing. But that's the way the world do. They find faults in you. When you're standing for Jesus, they're going to find a fault in you. When you're trying to do right, they're going to find a fault in you. They're going to try to bring something up. That's the world, to try to make you shut up. But when we shut up, God ain't going to take us up. Now listen at this good. We're almost through. God bless you. All things are full of labor. Now listen at this good. I got to tell you the truth. I ain't going to lie. They can't whoop me. None of them can whoop me. You see up there in what they're campaigning for this presidency? Now, all them lies they telling about this, that, and the other. Now, look at the scripture now. And you tell me this ain't fulfilled in the day. All things are full of labor. In other words, ain't nothing going to come to you out of no sky. You got to work for everything. Is that clear to y'all? Huh? Is that clear? You got to work for what you get. It says full of labor. Everything you do, it ain't nothing new now. You just work at it. I've been on jobs where I didn't even understand the job. I never will forget it. We got a brand new machine on the job. And the man say, he's called break and train me how to run it so I can train others. And he said that next month I'll be back. And I said, golly, I need the machine now. So I had a key and everything to it. I didn't know how to do it. God knows I didn't know. But I went in the machine. I knew how to start it now. I started up, and I said, I'm push one button. I tell you, if it don't do something, I know what to do. I started pushing button, cut that back off, pushing button. Then I see, oh, this worked this. You see what I'm saying? What am I trying to tell you? I didn't know how to run it, but through experience, through working, through laboring, and whatever your job is, you learn to conquer your job. A job not supposed to run you, you're supposed to run the job. Huh? Ain't nothing that you can bring up hadn't been before. We all learn. Don't none of us know everything? Show me a man in here know everything. The word said, your labor, it grow from your labor. They say that rich people, the middle class people against rich, no they're not. They want to be rich too. Now y'all listen at me now. Don't get offended when I stand up and talk. And don't criticize me for telling the truth. Well, I know a fact. If you don't want to be rich, now listen good. I play it myself every now and then. The Powerball, I buy me a ticket. If you don't want me to buy a ticket, just get rid of me today. It ain't going to bother me. Why I bought the ticket? Why did I buy the ticket? Because I want to be rich, huh? And if you criticize me, if you criticize me, why y'all go to Marksville? We labor. You letting that dollar labor for you to bring you some wealth. It ain't nothing wrong with no wealth. I can dig a hole and find $1 trillion. And if I don't have the ability to manage it right, in 2 days it'll be gone. God don't just give you divine spirit. He give you management spirit too. Some of us, sometimes we get our check, and I'm talking from experience. I done told y'all this many times. We get our check and just spend because we have. Then we forget we didn't pay 2 more bills. I got a master's degree in it because it didn't happen to me. And then the man say, I need that money, I'm coming to get it. And you're on your knees now. Oh, Lord, don't let them get it. You don't want to be made shame before your peer. And the scripture went on and said, the eyes are not satisfied with the seeing. It is amazing. Now watch this. I'm going to try to make it simple as I possibly can. You see something and you're content right now. But when you see that grass start growing, you want to buy some more land. So you grab, huh?
Grow some more grass.
Yeah, grow some more grass. What the eyes see, it will always want more. Yeah. You see what I got on here? I ain't going to lie about Lionel. Lionel going to be honest with you. See, these glass. Why do you think I got these glass on to look cute? I need them, baby. I need them. I ain't just seen it look good. I know how I look already. But this word saying, this word here, the eyes see, the more the eyes see, the more the eyes want, ain't it? The ears hear, but they ain't satisfied with hearing, huh? Betty told me I was good looking, and then I'm going to sit out here and ask her, now who ugly, huh? We want to keep hearing. We like to joke around, play around, have humor. And that's good. The body of Christ is supposed to be happy all the time. We ain't supposed to go around here like this. No, that's the work of the devil. God wants us to be happy every day. Every day he wants you happy. He wants you fed every day. He wants you to have clothing on every day. He wants you to have a bright mind every day. Everything good God wants for all of us every day. That old mess about, that old traditional mess about money gonna send you to hell. It sure will when you ain't got none, huh? Send you to hell both places, on earth and in hell. You ain't got it, you'll try to go take it from somebody. Especially when you ain't saved. So Solomon said, ain't nothing new. Nothing new. Nothing new, Ron. Everything that happened today, it already happened before me or you was born. It's still going to happen until God come back and bring us home. It's still going to happen every day. So why we get so surprised in the church all the time? When they shooting the other day, this is what people told me, boy, that's a shame. Would have been shame since Cain killed Abel, eh? Huh? That's been happening. And we act so surprised. That's wrong. I said, is there anything where it may be said, see, this is new. Now listen, let me explain that to you calmly. The man say, ain't nothing I can see on this earth. Can you find anything that's new? Tell me something new on earth now. Laptops ain't new. John was on Patmos. He had the TV and the laptop. Elijah, he had a vision. He seen me before I see myself. Jesus had a 42-year vision, 42-generation vision. He seen himself die. He hesitated for a moment, said, not my will, but your will, let your will be done. He knew what he was coming to do. But sometimes we brag and holler about how strong we are in the Lord. Oh, I'm tough. Can't nothing stop me. I'm bad. I'm the baddest thing around here. And then when that crisis faces you, it's a different story. It's a different story, baby. When the crisis come up on you, oh, it's easy to sit back and rail back and talk all that trash. I can do this and I can do that. But when the crisis come, it don't come like you think it's going to come. It come where it handcuff you. Then you got to cry out to God. He said, why you ain't been calling me? Now you're calling me. Why you ain't been calling me? You should have been calling me. I wouldn't even let that happen to you if you'd have been calling me. I'd have stood before you and ordered your footsteps and showed you where to go and where not to go. But now you call me when you got in a jam. Do anybody in the church ever do that? We don't acknowledge God till we get in a jam. Don't know, no church folks here, right? None of us in this building today. We don't never do that, right? We call him every day, right? No, bro, listen to what you're saying. I said we call God every day. We don't wait on him for nothing. We call and tell him what we need, what we want, and how we want to live. He don't have to straighten us out, do he?
Yeah, he's the only one
can. Huh? We already were straight, though. He straightened us through Jesus Christ. If we believe and confess with our mouth, he straightened us out. But why are we getting the jams now? Solomon had more riches than anybody on earth. Why are we so poor? Oh, I'm messy now, huh? Solomon had all this. Job, Solomon, those two men I got records of. They had everything. Even Abraham had to, they had to divide, him and his nephew. They had so much on earth until they had to divide. God told them to go in two directions. You got too much. For human beings, I'm talking about. And the people up top won't always tell you what you need and keep the capitalism going. Don't let equality exist. We want to kill it out. Why? I want you to have much as me or more. Now, I'm going to show you a little Ecclesiastes. If you got a little more, $1,000 more than me, and I'm rich and you're rich too, why ain't worry about it? You ain't got to ask me for nothing. Lord, help me, Jesus.
You say I'm, they say I'm messy. And the Bible says, we come to a close, the Bible says this, and I'm strictly biblical. It's, there's no remembrance of former things. Former things, no remembrance, the Bible says. Neither shall there be any remembrance of the things that are come with those that shall come afterward. Listen at this, church. We cannot discern unless the Spirit of truth and righteousness show us the things which is yet to come before us.